BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The United Nations says nine of its staff members in Gaza may have been involved in the October the 7th attack on Israel last year. The UN's announcement follows an internal investigation into 19 employees of its UNRWA aid agency in Gaza. Israel said in January that UNRWA staff had either taken part in the attack itself or they had provided assistance. The UN says it will terminate the contracts of the nine employees, but gave no more details. Farhan Haq is the UN deputy spokesperson.
For nine people, the evidence was sufficient to conclude that they may have been involved in the 7th of October attacks. And the UN has the ability, in its authority, to impose disciplinary sanctions in response to wrongdoing or take other administrative measures to ensure the smooth functioning of the organization.
There have been celebrations on the streets of Bangladesh after weeks of increasingly violent unrest forced the Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, to step down. She's fled to India, ending a run of 15 years in power. Hundreds of people have been killed during the nationwide protests. Doctors say more than 50 died on Monday alone. A district judge in the United States has ruled that Google acted illegally to maintain a monopoly on online searches and related advertising. Antitrust regulators from the Department of Justice had sued Google over its control of 90% of the online search market. Michelle Fleury has more details.
A federal judge ruled that payments by Alphabet to the likes of Apple and Samsung to make Google search the default option on their smartphones and web browsers violated US antitrust law. He said Google was a monopolist and the money it had spent in effect blocked rivals from succeeding in the market. The ruling represents a major setback for Alphabet, which plans to appeal. The Justice Department, which filed the case nearly 4 years ago when Donald Trump was president, hailed the outcome as an historic win and said it would continue to vigorously enforce antitrust laws.
The Colombian government has said it's resuming military operations against the country's main rebel group, the ELN. It comes at the end of a six-month bilateral ceasefire. Leonardo Rocha reports.
The ELN and the government have held several rounds of peace negotiations, but they've not made significant progress. The defense minister, Ivan Velasquez, said the two sides had failed to agree on a new ceasefire. The ELN, or National Liberation Army, famously kidnapped the father of the Liverpool football player Luis Diaz earlier this year and held him hostage for several days. Negotiations faltered when they told the government they needed to continue kidnapping soldiers and civilians for ransom in order to finance their operations.
BBC News. American military officials say several US soldiers have been wounded in an attack on an airbase in Iraq. Suspected rockets were fired at the facility in the west of the country. Last week, the US said it carried out a strike in Iraq against militants who posed a threat to coalition forces. Ukrainian officials say that Russia attacked the capital Kiev and surrounding areas with multiple missiles and drones late on Monday. Explosions were heard over the city as air defense missiles were seen streaking across the sky. Officials said that no casualties or damage had been reported so far. At least four people were killed after Hurricane Debby made landfall on the northwest coast of the US state of Florida, bringing floods and power outages. Three people died in car crashes, while a boy was killed when a tree fell on his mobile home. More than 300,000 people were left without power in Florida and Georgia. 1,600 flights have been cancelled. Michael Brennan is from the US National Hurricane Center.
We could see catastrophic flooding, water rescues, flooding in places where it doesn't usually occur. You're going to see homes and businesses flooded. You're going to have evacuations and rescues out of flooded buildings. Flooded roads can make travel impossible and potential evacuations difficult as well. You're going to have roads that might erode from underneath, creating hidden dangers, so you don't want to be out driving in flooded areas. And locations that normally don't flood will be flooded in these types of events.
The Swedish pole vaulter Amand Duplantis has retained his Olympic title, setting a new world record for a remarkable ninth time. He cleared a height of 6 metres 25 before embarking on a lap of the stadium. On the track, Britain's Keely Hodgkinson won gold in the women's 800 metres. BBC News.